In 2015, the school board approved a capital bond measure of about $66 million, which would have been used to finance an expanded high school, update athletic facilities, build a new middle school, and tear down Treasure Mountain Junior High School. The bond failure prompted the school board to seek more community input and revisit their strategic and master planning processes. Business Administrator Todd Hauber says they've hired consultants, NV5, to lead the steering committee and guide the school board into a master planning effort.
So the owner representative is the consulting firm that is walking us through the full master planning process. So they're making sure that we are engaging the professionals that we need. They're assisting us in our outreach into the community. They are experts in this field, so they're able to look ahead of the process and say, okay, at this juncture, you'll need this information. So that means today you need to start collecting. They're running ahead of the process, making sure everything's all lined up and ready to go.
Hauber says the work they're doing this time around is driven off of education standards identified in the strategic plan, which the school board finalized early in 2018.
So you have the strategic planning, which set the kind of the vision and the mission and the direction of the school district. Within that, you have the master planning, which will now look at the educational environment. What is it that we need facility-wise and otherwise to support the outcomes that we want for our students?
Hauber thinks they'll select 12 to 15 people to sit on the steering committee. He says the members will be involved in guiding community conversations, decision-making, and giving recommendations to the school board. There are thousands of data points the district administration and school board has compiled since 2014. Hauber says the consultants will help the steering committee access the information.
How we collate that information, make it available to the steering committee for appropriate decision-making processes. The NV5 is working with us right now to make sure that we have all of those data sets available so that when the steering committee is up and functioning, they're able to tap into that information readily and in a way that makes sense to the decisions at hand.
Hauber says they don't have a dollar figure on a future school bond. Educational outcomes will be fleshed out during the master planning process, and that information will drive facility needs for the district.
We take all of that information and then we reflect that on our buildings and say, can our buildings do what it is we want them to do? So it is very possible. There's an outcome that could be, oh, we look at our buildings and it really is just a remodeling exercise. Or it could be to the other extreme that where we want to be is nowhere that our facilities can get us.
Ultimately, the school board will decide funding projects and possible bond measures based on the recommendations from the cabinet. He says the committee will help define future educational outcomes in the Park City School District.
I don't know that we've calculated the number of hours, but it will definitely be weekly meetings for a time period. There's going to be an intense time period to get everybody up to speed on the different issues that we have at hand. Thereafter, it could change to an every other week type of commitment.
Go to pcschools.us for the application link. It closes on June 7th at 3 p.m. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.